Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, everybody. Hour number three is now underway. If you haven't had a chance to opine, or if you've never opined, give us a call. 603-283-6160. For those of you who don't know what opine means, it means give your opinion.
I'm good at that.
You are. That's why you're on this show, as a matter of fact.
I don't care what the topic is. I've got an opinion.
I told the Genesis story of how Captain Kickass did arrive at Free Talk Live, but it was basically I met Ian Freeman, and he goes, "You look like a guy with opinions. Ever do any radio?" And that was how it all started.
Nice.
In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Nikki.
And Richard Rich.
Before we go on with the show, I want to say thank you to Patrick Easterday. Patrick is a gold-level amplifier of this show. You can find out all about the amplifier program over at amps.freetalklive.com. Being a gold level means Patrick Easterday gives $10 a month. We only ask for $5, but he gives twice that. Thank you, Patrick. We appreciate you. What does it mean to be an amplifier? Well, AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support, and that's what the money goes to. We're on somewhere around 180 radio stations. We could be on 200, 250, 300 radio stations, not out of the question. We're also on some satellite stations, and we're on the internet as well. And we're always doing all sorts of things to try and promote ourselves, promote the ideas of liberty, peace, prosperity through this radio show. So thank you to Patrick Easterday. We appreciate you. You can become an amplifier at amps.freetalklive.com. All right. So there was a story in the news, and I'm not sure what it's about. Nikki, can you give us the lowdown?
Well,
on the story?
It's about some guy.
Some guy?
Yep, some guy.
Is this what's the source of this?
IndiePulseMusic.com.
Okay.
The title of the article is Captain Kickass. That just sounds like so familiar to me.
Yeah, where have I heard that?
I don't know where I've heard that before.
Do I know this guy?
Anyways, this guy soars to new heights with Independence Day EP, A Heavy Music Revolution.
Mm, nice.
Oh, sounds good. Can't wait to hear it.
All right. I'm intrigued so far.
So
I see some logos. What does it say underneath that first logo? I can't read it. It's italicized.
She can't speak italicized.
You can't speak italicized?
Sorry, I can't read italicized.
I didn't take italicized in language class.
Darn Gen Z and their inability to read cursive.
Anyways, the appropriately named self-produced musician releases his three-song EP, Eleutheromania, on July 4th, 2023. I wonder what that means. Oh, good, it tells us. Eleutheromania, a word that describes a passionate and uncompromising desire for freedom. Sounds awesome.
I
love it. All right, if you reject it, you have to,
you have to provide an alternative, yes.
Yep.
No, I'm okay with that. Just mess with you.
It is an apt title for the upcoming EP from heavy metal musician Captain Kickass.
Oh, wow.
The artist, a man of many experiences, including former traveling carnival worker.
That's true.
Longline commercial fisherman.
I did. I fished for a shark. It was fun.
Did you actually reel it in? Like you caught a shark?
Oh, dude, I almost got bit like repeatedly.
Oh, okay.
Me and this other guy, there's something in a boat called a tuna door. It's just a little side thing. And so the deal was is a long line catches many, many fish on a very long line, and you reel them in one by one. So as the shark's heads are popping out as it's being reeled in, me and another guy had to have these long wooden staves with giant iron hooks on the end. and stand at the tuna door and then jab the hook into the gills of the shark and then by only human might lift the shark out of the water through the tuna door and onto the boat. And then a third guy who had a giant billy club carved out of a carved out of a half of a railroad tie would come over and literally just bash the shark on the nose, you know, on his face until it died.
That is heavy metal. That is one of the most metal things I've ever heard.
That is how you catch shark on a commercial fishing
boat. Now we know.
So, anyway.
So he's also an internet technology consultant, cryptocurrency enthusiast, and nationally syndicated talk radio host.
On what show?
Has been making music with independent metal bands for over 20 years.
That's true.
The peak of his musical career, so far, was opening for punk pioneers The Misfits. Captain, I did not know that. That is radical.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you.
I feel like you're going to have a Wikipedia page after this.
I know.
You should start one. Just so that nobody else can, like, start it for me, right? You should start it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Okay.
I feel okay.
I'll throw you $10 or something.
No. It's not about that. It's Wikipedia usually does, like, the stub or the unverified, or this dude turned out he wasn't popular enough, so we're just going to delete the page.
Yeah. That's probably what will happen.
Right. And that's
that's a lot of effort for a deleted page.
Understood. That's kind of where I was getting at. Yeah. And I'm not, you know, diminishing the credentials of the captain. Just Wikipedia doesn't seem like appropriate.
The only credentials I need are my own.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm the captain of myself.
Well, and you share them with us at the beginning of every show as well.
Yeah, and you won't stop. Over and over and over. So now with his EP release, Captain Kickass is taking his musical career to a new level of evolution.
Ooh.
The music on Eleutheromania is heavy and anthemic?
Anthemic.
Anthemic.
Like an anthem.
Okay, anthemic. Yeah, yes. Okay, that makes sense. Featuring chunky guitars and thunderous drums combined with no-nonsense poignant lyrics looking at the ills of modern society.
Oh.
Sounds like he's doing something for America.
Yeah.
Somebody with some writing skills put this together, and it was not me.
I know. The EP is nearly entirely self-produced, with Captain Kickass writing, playing most of the instruments, performing all of the vocals, plus mixing and producing the songs.
That's true, and it's been, oh my God, I can't even tell you guys how much work
I've put into
just the sound on the EP itself, and, you know, on top of that, like, all the other stuff that I got going on. I got a real music video coming out. I've got some other videos for the two other songs to accompany it, and, you know, all sorts of, I got stickers and T-shirts and all that kind of stuff, and, I mean, this stuff doesn't just sort of happen. Right, and I've had zero support. It's all been me doing it. So there you have it.
So now that you've put all this effort into it, as an anarchist, right? What happens if and when this shows up on the free download pirate sites?
Nothing. In fact,
cool.
I will put them up there myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's next level.
Because so what I learned as an independent musician a long ass time ago. I read a book called Guerrilla Marketing for Musicians, and this taught me all sorts of fun stuff. I think I've covered this before. I know I've talked to you about it, but we used to do something called reverse shoplifting.
The shop pudding.
Yeah, so you print up a bunch of CDs as an independent artist. As long as you get the UPC code printed out, the little barcode on the back of it, what you do is you just take one with you into your local music store, your Target or Walmart, whoever's carrying
music.
And
you just leave them there?
And, yeah, you put it in the appropriate alphabetized place, and then somebody's going to go looking through it, and eventually, and this actually happened at one store, somebody found it, they took it to the counter to try and buy it, they scanned the UPC code, it wasn't in their system, they had to call somebody who then called me and was like, hey, you know, blah, 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 and then I sent them to my distributor, and they worked out the thing, and were actually able to sell it to the guy. And that's how we got cataloged at a major retailer.
Nice.
So, because you have to jump through an amazing amount of hoops to do that from the front to get your CD at the time into a music store. And the amount of you just don't have enough money as an independent artist to make that happen, or time, or lawyers, and paperwork, and all that crap. So, if you do it the reverse way, the guerrilla marketing way, and you reverse shoplift, then all of a sudden people come to you and tell you what you need to do in order to make it happen, and you didn't have to pay anybody to do it. It's great.
Was this Tower Records?
Easy Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a local place in the Seattle area. It was a chain. They had several locations. Okay. I think they still have one in the West Seattle area, but they used to have multiple locations.
Nice.
Cool. So the EP Eleutheromania will be released digitally on July 4th, 2023. That's coming up right around the corner, a couple of weeks. And the EP is available now, right now, for pre-order. I'm assuming you can go to CaptainKickass.com to...
keep reading.
Oh, okay. So the EP includes three tracks. Track one, Contaminated Mindware. Track two, Words. Track three, It's Time, featuring the Porcupine Liberty Chorus.
Now, for those of you who don't know what the Porcupine Liberty Chorus is, last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and at every Pork Fest, there is what's called the Pork Fest photo. And they just invite everybody who's there to come down over near the pavilion on the hill there and sort of stand there and get your photo taken to, like, represent yourself as one of the people who have attended Pork Fest and made it a success.
Oh, maybe this year they can get RFK in the photo.
Mm. Oh, that'd be so cool.
At any rate, I was able to, I just put out a message to all the attendees because there's chats for when you attend these festivals, and so I'm in one of these chats, and I said, hey, I'm making a song, and I have an idea for a music video, and I need a whole bunch of people chanting, "We will not comply." And so I got roughly 2,000 people. There were 3,000 attendees. I don't know how many people were on the hill at the time and how many were actually participating, but I got enough people that it sounds huge. It sounds like a whole bunch of people, "We will not comply," over and over again, and I looped that, and it's the fade-out at the end of... It's Time is the song that it's at the end of. And so the New Hampshire, I'm sorry, the Porcupine Liberty Chorus is what is featured on the EP.
Yep. So if I'm sure everybody would love more information about this, and everyone listening to this broadcast right now wants to go pre-order this EP. So if you'd like more information, that can be found on Captain Kickass website, CaptainKickass.com. That is CaptainKickass.com, as well as FreeTalkLive.com, on Twitter, Twitter.com/KickassReverend, and on Facebook, Facebook.com/ReverendCaptainKickass.
Weird. It's weird that, like I've had my bands get pressed before, but I've never had just, like,
so
like
how did,
me
how
get
did
pressed.
This happen?
So there's...
First, you got to do the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Richie. Rich. Yeah,
didn't first, just fall into your lap.
First, you have to have some art, right? So whether it's music or painting
Step one.
Or whatever. Yeah, have
creativity.
Some art. Then you have to be able to put it into something that consumers might want.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, songs in this case, MP3s is what the thing will be.
I got a little lazy titling track two, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Actually, track two.
Whoa!
Track
got
two is appropriately named because it's full of words. But I'll get into that. I'm doing a thing on Sunday the 18th at Forkfest, which is the night before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Just look for the Captain Kickass logo. You'll find me. I'm doing a listening party / music video premiere in RV 47, I believe it is. It's right next to the Free Talk Live site. So to answer your question, how did this come about? I'm not sure, because the press release that I had scheduled isn't even supposed to go out until tomorrow. So the fact that this popped up, you know, is news to me.
Even more impressive.
Even more impressive.
Leaked.
Yeah.
And got press.
Yeah. It's doing a press release is just something that organizations do. It's an industry standard. Free Talk Live does press releases. Other organizations do press releases. There's a specific format, and, you know, you have to have, like, a list of industry contacts and that kind of a thing. And I've had, you know, a list of some of this for going back 20 years, and, like, I'm surprised some of them are still valid. And then I actually employed a guy who's a PR guy who does press releases, and he was able to, you know, take out the ones that don't exist anymore or update them with current information and then add to that as well. I was like, oh, it's out already. That's weird.
You know who else does press releases? The government.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, true, but...
I mean, every news outlet reads their press releases verbatim.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, thank you, Nikki. That was nice. I appreciate you. Looks like we have some callers. Let's go to this guy. You're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
Hey, it's Rob.
Hey, Rob. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, is this Rob's brother?
You were talking about religion and you know, beliefs and stuff like that. And, you know, I believe the same thing like you do. I'm a rock and roll nut. That's my religion.
Well,
rock and roll comes in many different forms. You know, Captain likes heavy metal. I like heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I listen to a lot of the songs that they play on Beer Talk Live. They're excellent.
Now you forked the main chain of the metal religion. Now there's multiple metal religions.
Exactly.
Good job,
and
Rob.
I will tell you that I was on Amazon this morning, and I was looking at, if you go to Captain Kickass, and you see the picture of the album, and then there's, you can listen to a commentary that he does, you know?
On
and
Amazon?
Really?
Yeah. And it's like, I listened to the commentary. It's like about 5 minutes long.
Do you remember doing this commentary, Captain?
I do not.
And I thought about it, said,
ChatGPT.
Huh. You know, because I've been listening to Free Talk Live for a long time. And, you know, Captain does a fantastic show Free Talk Live and Beard Talk Live. But I'll tell you, and this is just my opinion, and listening to that commentary, I'm hearing another show coming out of that.
Might be a whole different guy, that's why.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, what was the point? I was looking at Amazon and trying to find this thing that Rob's talking about.
He said it sounds like a whole different soul on the commentary. And if you don't remember doing the commentary, I said it might be a whole different guy.
Yeah, a whole different guy. You know, because there was no back and forth. You know, he was just, I mean, I'm a fan of, like, Paul Harvey. He didn't have anybody coming in there. He just told you people like it was. It just came out, you know, it flowed out nicely. And what I'm saying is that commentary that he did, it just flowed out nicely. There was no flaws. There was no and but or any of this. It was fantastic. And I'm saying, I'm hearing another show out of that.
So what was it about the commentary specifically that really perked
he
your
was
ears up?
Talking about, you know, the like the fiat currency, and he was talking about, you know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and how it's, you know, broken and stuff like that, and that people should, you know, walk away from their IRAs and all that kind of stuff. And it makes sense, you know, because all that stuff's all being controlled by the government and the rich people.
I mean, it's pretty awesome that even before I expected it, that it looks like, and I'm just looking, I'm cruising through Amazon here, it looks like you can pre-order the entire EP on Amazon already. And it has the appropriate Captain Kickass cover art for the Eleutheromania EP, complete with the explicit lyrics tab in the upper left-hand corner.
I mean, that's important.
That's the only reason to buy it.
I click on Eleutheromania EP, it takes me to a page for the EP, and it says, let's see, purchase options. You can pre-order the album. You can do all sorts of other things. But I don't see anything where it gives any commentary, so I'm not finding what you're talking about, Rob. But either way,
it was you, Captain, that did the commentary. It wasn't about music. You were talking about, you know, the financial system in this country and stuff.
Huh.
Yeah,
it was probably a clip from either Free Talk Live or Beard Talk Live.
It was probably playing in the background while Rob was perusing Amazon.
If I can find it again, I'll send it to you.
Okay, if I had to take a guess.
But I do have one question.
Yeah.
That EP, is that coming out on an album?
It's an EP. It's an EP, not an album. So an EP just means it's not album length. It's shorter than an album.
Extended
like
play.
A CD? Is that
no.
Like a physical copy? No, I think that's what he's asking. Like for a physical copy?
I mean,
right?
I'm an analog guy.
Yeah, so he has a physical copy,
a
CD.
I see. Do you own a computer?
Yo, yeah, I got a computer and stuff like that.
Do you play music from your computer?
I can get it if I want to, but I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't like, to me it sounds too digital to me to listen to music on a computer.
Yeah.
I'm an analog guy, that's who I am. I got my own Sensui and that's album, that's how I like it.
You still rocking the 8-track?
No 8-tracks, no
cassettes?
Real.
You got cassettes?
No cassettes. I have cassettes, but I don't listen to them.
What's your preferred format, then? Would you take a CD?
Would I take a CD?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Okay. Would you purchase a CD?
Yeah, I mean, for the right reasons. Like, I would purchase the CD that he's got coming out. I mean, that's going to happen.
So, but like, how much would you pay for a CD of Eleuthermania?
Pardon me?
How much would you pay for a CD of Eleuthermania?
I don't know, probably $20,
$25. I mean, for that price, I'll burn them a CD, man.
All right, you got yourself a deal.
Send me the digital files, and I'll burn them a CD for $25, you know?
Yeah, I didn't do any analog formats because, well, those generally lose money for anybody that's not an established artist. Those are usually something you do as a collector's item. The physical format that I did produce, there's only 30 of them. They're exclusive for Forkfest and Porkfest, and I'll have them available for folks to purchase during Forkfest and Porkfest. If they sell out, well, okay. There's only 30 of them. They're Captain Kickass branded USB stick cards. They're about the size of a credit card, a little bit thicker. It's got a little flip out USB stick that you just plug into your computer, and on the thing will be the EP, of course, all three songs, the music video for It's Time, and if time and room allow, I'll throw some other extras on there, some other video stuff, maybe some other music stuff. I'm not sure. I've got all sorts of, you know, goodies and stuff that I could put on there. We'll see if time and space allow.
Now we're talking about burning a DVD, and I don't want
to. Yeah. But I do hope, Rob, in the future, I do hope to reissue this EP on a vinyl format. I would love to have just myself just own a record of this, and I mean a vinyl, you know, the big album kind of thing. So it might be a short run. So you've given me, you know, an idea of what somebody might pay for something like this. So thank you. And when this comes out, I'll certainly let you know.
I want the first one off the press.
Yeah, pre-order.
Let's go.
CaptainKickass.com.
You can start pre-orders, but I would also look in, you know, if it were me, right, look into someplace that will press small vinyl runs, and then you just order the amount of the pre-order.
Yeah, I already know, like, you know, these places.
He's
and
got
that kind of thing.
Up.
It's a question of money, right? I'm not wealthy. People think, oh, you're on the radio.
Well, that's why you do the pre-order.
You know, blah, blah, blah. And, like, all of the time and money that I've put into doing this thing, like, nobody has sponsored me. I don't mean our former co-host, nobody, on Free Talk Live. I mean,
well, that was nice of him.
I have not been sponsored really in any way, shape, or form. This is all 100% independent, put together by me, done by me. All the time and money invested is mine.
Well, that's why you do like a pre-order on Kickstarter, right? It will cost me this to order this many. If I get this many pre-orders, I will do a run.
Rob, thank you for the call. I appreciate you. 603-283-6160. I don't like some of that stuff because to me it seems like begging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm just from an old school set of mind when it comes to that stuff. More Free Talk Live is coming up, and we'll talk more about all sorts of things. It's the Sunday Night Edition.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr disagrees with claims by Trump and many Republicans that the Justice Department's 37-count indictment is politically motivated. Barr joined those who say Trump could have avoided federal charges if he had turned all of the classified documents over to the government. A new poll indicates an overwhelming majority of Republicans don't believe a felony conviction should keep a candidate out of the White House. Emergency crews remain on the scene following a major freeway bridge collapse in Philadelphia. Part of Interstate 95 is closed indefinitely after a tanker truck caught fire Sunday morning, causing an overpass to collapse. Firefighters put out the blaze, but heavy equipment was being brought to the scene to remove sections of concrete. Novak Djokovic stands alone in men's tennis. The 36-year-old won his 23rd Grand Slam title at the French Open on Sunday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Final half hour here on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's
Richie Rich.
Nikki.
And I am the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Rapid fire.
I just wanted to say.
I saw the pointed finger. I'm like, I got to say something.
Yeah, I know. You got all like, oh my gosh. During the last segments, one of our callers, Rob, had found something by Captain Kickass on Amazon. He was describing
audio
it as
commentary.
Audio commentary that he'd never heard before. He said it wasn't Free Talk Live. And I was like, if it's some sort of commentary, it had to have been Free Talk Live. But no. He let me know what it was that he found, and it was me doing an audiobook called The Plague That Must Not Be Questioned by Alu Axelman.
And that's why it sounded like it was somebody else.
Right, because it was, you know, me professionally recording my own voice outside of this studio, which sounds slightly different.
Well, and it's also somebody else's words, because he wrote the book.
And somebody else's words, right. But he did say he thought it was fantastic, so thanks for listening, Rob. I know Alu appreciates it, and I do too.
Did he buy the audio book, or was
he must have in order to listen to it?
I mean, that might have been like a little snippet.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Either way.
Okay.
Either way.
Buy the book.
Yeah, libertyblock.com.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's on there.
It is. Yeah. Along with a bunch of others. That guy's prolific.
Oh yeah.
He's got, I don't know, five.
Oh,
six
yeah.
Books.
I got them all on my Kindle.
You know. Yeah.
I think all of them are included in the Kindle Unlimited membership, which I know. I was very excited about. No, like, I actually I'll lose my friends, and I have physical copies of probably all of his books, but, you know.
Speaking of all of that, we already talked about I'm going to do a listening party slash video premiere at Forkfest, and that's coming up, next week, Thursday. Of next week.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Thursday of this week.
Though. Well, okay, yeah, I guess if Sunday, some people consider Sunday the end of the week. Some people
they're wrong.
At any rate,
calendar people.
You can join us and other liberty-minded voluntarists, except for T. Rich, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th. It's not too late for you to go, Richard.
No, I'm not going
to
go. You can come.
You come for one day. You come for Sunday at Forkfest. Come hang out, listen to my EP.
You can come for the giant party I'm throwing for my friends.
Yeah, that's true. It is the 7th annual Forkfest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And in 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before. So Forkfest is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then starting Monday the 19th for the next week after that is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. All you have to do to join the fun at Forkfest is reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground, June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the Forkfest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the Forkfest forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there, forkfest.party. All right. We should briefly cover our number two story, shouldn't we?
Maybe.
No, we have to.
Well, we already covered two stories before it. Now it's now the number two story is the number three story.
No, it's still the number two story.
All right. Do the number two story third.
This Trump, well.
Or fourth or fifth. Yeah, we're not sure.
Well,
at this point.
As far as show purpose, I don't count the topics that callers bring up.
Yeah.
Look, when I say the number two story, I don't necessarily mean it's the second story.
It's
We've just happened to sort of throw it in there.
Yeah, well,
it's just the number two story, you know?
Yeah, it makes logical sense to be consistent. You do the number two story second. That's what
we're anarchists.
But we don't always do that, though.
We do
it's not always second.
This from FoxBusiness.com. Poop-themed Jack Daniels toy parody not protected by First Amendment, Burrito Supreme Court says.
Boo!
The Supreme Court rules on lawsuit finds the poop-themed chew toy parody of a Jack Daniels whiskey bottle is not protected by the First Amendment.
It should be.
Yeah, it should totally be, because it looks completely different.
Anything that is...
Well, not completely different. That's the problem.
It looks similar,
but... It looks like a parody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole point of a parody.
Bingo. That's the bingo right there.
Let's see. Representative Mike Johnson weighs in on Twitter. That's not even about this story. An Arizona company that sells squeaky, chewable dog toys spoofing Jack Daniel's whiskey is not protected by the First Amendment, the Supreme Court said Thursday.
Was it Cocker Spaniels whiskey or something?
Yep.
In a narrow, unanimous ruling in favor of Jack Daniel's Properties Incorporated, the High Court, they're all stoned, the High Court rejected a lower court's finding that the VIP Products parody dog toy is protected from Jack Daniel's claims of trademark infringement. The case centered on one of dozens of novelty pet products sold by VIP Products, namely, Bad Spaniels. It's a vinyl toy shaped like a liquor bottle. The company advertised the toy as silly and fun for everyone, not just dogs, apparently. They do have a picture of it here. It is a take on the Jack Daniels label.
I could see, one, I don't really believe in copyright anyways.
Yeah, me neither.
But I could see if it was a spitting image Jack Daniels bottle as a dog toy. I would get that. But this is different. I mean, there's a picture of a dog on it. They've changed so many things. The words on it are different.
What's really funny about... So they have a picture of the Jack Daniels bottle next to a picture of this squeaky toy, Bad Spaniels. The Jack Daniels logo has in the center a circle with old number 7 in the center. The Bad Spaniels, however, has a circle in the middle underneath Bad Spaniels, underneath the dog, so the design is completely different. But it says the old number 2.
Nice. Okay. Making it the number 2 story.
The number 2 story. That's right.
I guess when I think about copyright, even under their paradigm,
yeah,
right, there has to be confusion in the marketplace.
And right. Who is confused by this? That's, you know, what like I'm you look at it right. And you're like, there's a dog. It's a, you know,
it's a squeaky chew toy. It's got no booze in it. It's not going to get me drunk.
Yeah.
It's not going to make me fight people.
Right. This was designed for a dog. This was not designed to, you know, undermine Jack Daniel's copyright.
No, it's
right. And make
to be
people
funny.
Think that the squeaky toy is a product of Jack Daniel's.
Right.
Right. Does Jack Daniel's have their own squeaky toy?
Yeah.
Because if they did, then maybe.
Yeah.
Right? They were, here's
the thing. Like, this is how a brand association works. And their marketing team knows this already. They're just, you know, lawsuit happy, right?
Yeah.
This is how it works. Somebody goes and buys a dog toy that looks like a Jack Daniel's bottle. They've thought about Jack Daniel's. And they're more likely to go and buy some Jack Daniel's because they've thought about it. So even though it's a parody, it is free advertising for Jack Daniel's.
You would think.
Yeah. Well. The chew toy has the words, it says that already, and it says, while the Jack Daniel's bottle reveals that it's 40% alcohol by volume, the toy's label playfully indicates it's 43% poo by volume and 100% smelly. VIP says its packaging makes clear this product is not affiliated with Jack Daniel's distillery. Despite this, the beverage company argued that the significant similarities could lead people to believe they are affiliated with the pet toy.
No. I mean, no, they couldn't.
No, I wouldn't think
so. Who looks at that and is like, oh, yeah, Jack Daniel's made this?
Well, and like,
no one.
When something does sponsor something else as sort of brand awareness or a subset of their product offering, it's usually an officially licensed product.
Right.
You will see a brand. Yeah. This is endorsed. Official Jack Daniel's dog chew toy.
Yep.
Yeah. This is this article, this ruling.
I would hope that this information would spawn, much like the whole Bud Light thing, like turn people off to Jack Daniel's for nonsense. Right? Yeah. It's not woke, but it's still nonsense, and they should pay a consumer penalty at the point
frivolous lawsuit for you're not losing any revenue because of this dog toy,
right?
You're not losing any revenue because of this dog toy, Jack Daniel's. You're not. It's just not happening.
So I'm calling for a boycott of Jack Daniel's.
I mean, can they have, you know, a monopoly on that size and shape bottle, too? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's crazy to me.
I mean, according to copyright.
No. Yeah. Like, yeah, so
that size. When was the last time you saw anything in a Coca-Cola shape bottle?
Yeah, I guess, you know.
Right.
So that size and shape bottle, it can't have a black label, but that's...
But there's no liquor in it. It's 43%.
Well, it's not even the same color. This chew toy is this sort of deep red, almost a burgundy color.
Yeah, it's
Jack Daniel's
different.
Is brown. Yeah.
You know, it's just completely different. And I think maybe they were upset about it, and maybe Jack Daniel's went after this chew toy. Because they thought, well, I think maybe they thought they were, it was an insult.
Here's what happened. Some lawyer was about to get fired from the Jack Daniel's team and needed to, like, earn his way back on. And he was like, oh, I'll launch a lawsuit against this squeaky toy I found at the dollar store.
Pathetic.
Yeah, it is pathetic. At any rate, we have more.
Be better, Jack Daniel's.
We have more calls to get to. Let's go to Saeed calling. Saeed, you're on Free Talk Live. Saeed? Well, all right. I'll put him back on hold. We'll see if he comes back.
Is this the audio technicalities you were having?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go to this caller. What's your name, please?
Hey, what's up, man? They call me Granny. How are y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Granny, you are on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind?
Not much, man. I was just calling in. I found you guys on Twitch.
Nice.
I've never listened to you guys on terrestrial radio, but I'm really enjoying the fact... Aquaman over there, and everything that's...
I'm the Jason Momoa you buy on Wish.
It's so funny. One of his nicknames around the studio is the budget Jason Momoa.
There you go.
Well, don't shoot me.
Even my coworker said I kind of remind her of Jason Momoa. I'm like, I'll take it.
What did you say, Green?
He looks trained. The shirt makes me think that I would be, you know, struck with a 9mm. Saying that to his face.
He is a certified firearms instructor.
At one point, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, well, no, like I said, I was just enjoying this, and don't shoot me with a harpoon gun, because I know you're well-trained. Do you have to have a concealed weapons license for a harpoon gun?
Probably not in New Hampshire.
Although,
you don't have the license at all.
Oh, talk about a difficult item to conceal.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Where would you put it?
Where did you hide that?
right next to his big old hog, dude. I bet he's packing heat. Anyway.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It was supposed to be. You hit him once or twice. And no, like I said, I found you guys on Twitch. And I'm also live. I probably should have said that. And I do prank calls. I think I called you guys a little bit earlier in the week. And I really enjoy the content that you guys are putting out. I really like it. This is not a prank call. So,
awesome. Well, then we appreciate it.
Yeah, totally.
And I have a pretty good sense of humor, so I don't take too kindly to most
sometimes
insults.
Like, we will get some really good prank calls, like people doing characters or people, doing accents that aren't theirs and, trying to make us believe something that might not, be accurate and all that kind of a thing.
I don't know if Ian necessarily agrees, but my favorite was always Cobra Commander.
Yes.
Yeah. Cobra Commander. Hold on. Do you guys recognize this one? I reckon I've been calling in here to LRNF.
Are you trying to do Major Payne? Yeah.
It was close enough to recognize
Carl.
It. Jerome.
Oh, man.
Work on your Jerome.
So you just stumbled onto us on Twitch, is that right?
Yeah, I just stumbled onto you. You guys have a call-in number, and like I said, I do a live show where I do a lot of call-ins and whatnot. So,
cool.
And
what's your show?
And
you want to plug it? Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to plug it?
Plug
not
your show,
really.
Dude. Okay, well, all right. No more listeners for
you. Yeah, do you know what? No, I'm taking it back.
Unless it's got a bad word in it that we can't say on actual radio.
Well, you can't. No, I know the call. And I started with like Bubba the Love Sponge. I call radio shows.
One of my former bands got reviewed by Bubba the Love Sponge. Man, we sent a CD into them, those guys, and he called my singer a snake charmer.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
did they actually go in and get shot by him or no?
They shot the whole band at the end of the review. So we didn't go in and appear on the show, but they just reviewed it on the show. And insulted us heavily, and we were glad for it.
Nice.
Well, yeah. Like I said, I know Bubba, and wow, that's a fall there. But
it was fun, man. That's kind of what they do, man. Right? Like,
I think he's talking about Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The Hulk Hogan bangs your wife, and the tape gets out. Everybody's sadder for the occasion.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's twitch.tv/GrannyLovesGittin without a G band.
Nice. Cool.
Are you a musician?
I was in the past,
okay.
Yeah.
What'd you play?
The Mouth.
Hey, so you're singing?
Yeah.
What do you stream on your channel?
Mostly pranking calls, y'all, okay. Right now.
You're streaming us right now? And we're streaming you, too? Wow, we're meta streaming.
Yeah, it's Inception, dude.
It's a symbiotic
relationship. I like to promote a lot of people, and especially if you got a good sense of humor. I call a lot of religious streams and, stuff like that, man.
Does Arya stream on Twitch for her gaming?
I think she
might,
does, actually.
It
seems
like something she would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See if you can find Arya's Twitch streaming.
Yeah, you should prank her.
When she's gaming.
Oh, she's got a call-in number. It's a little hard without the call-in number, but
she probably doesn't.
Yeah.
But she gets speed runs and
again,
things.
Yeah, you can call on Wednesday and prank her.
I liked you guys so much. I made a command in my chat, so hopefully it gets you a little more viewers. Y'all have exponentially more than me at this point, but hey, every little bit helps.
You've got 10.
Yeah, Granny, and maybe you'll get some cross promotion from being on this show here tonight, Granny.
Wait, hold on. Jason Momoa is going to come in with 10? I don't have 10. I've got like 700, bro. Oh. Yeah, y'all got like 1,000 more than me, but
that was more of a commentary on how little we had, but sorry.
Oh, okay. Well,
come on, Jason.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, come on, Momoa.
It's always
the
terrestrial numbers are pretty good, the downloads are decent, and the streaming numbers are like, you've got 12 people watching you live right now on Free Talk Live.
Oh, no, I kill y'all on the live view.
Okay,
well, y'all just got 4 subscribers.
yeah.
That makes sense, then.
Yeah.
Well, but I delete all my streams, too, so because I say wild stuff. Of course, I know how to deal with FM radio, but...
Okay. Sure.
You going to get into politics later? You worried about getting canceled?
Well, I'm an anarcho-capitalist, so, I get a little wild.
Okay.
So, but, sometimes, the the GF word comes out and I start yelling at people and
free?
Eat the poo poo comes out. You know what I mean? A lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. I got you. Granny, thank you so much for the call, man. And feel free to call us again. We're here 7 nights a week, of course. From 7 to 10 is when we're live, East Coast time. And so, you know, if you ever get a hankering, we're here.
All right. Well, your viewer numbers have dropped exponentially since I've been on. So,
hey, thanks, man.
I'm going to get out
of
here.
As an anarcho-capitalist, there's some market feedback for you.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a good night, Granny. Peace. That was awesome. Let's move right along. We've got unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
My name's Turd Ferguson.
Hey, Turd. Now, you missed the number two story, so you're late.
Oh, I apologize for that, but I'm calling in about your copyright story here. And by the way, I don't
necessarily disagree
with you. Okay, well, then I didn't. Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you guys' take on it. I mean, I think that's kind of stupid, too. But you guys often talk about copyright laws and like intellectual property laws in the show. And I think overall I do disagree with you guys about intellectual property. I mean, intellectual property laws help the economy grow. They help technology grow.
Wrong.
And no, it's true actually. And look, let me just give you an example. Okay?
What it does is it creates an artificial market that is propped up by the regulations.
Correct.
Right,
correct.
So
it helps certain people,
the detriment of others.
It helps anyone.
It creates a crony market.
All right, look, we've all benefited, and I'm not talking about the vaccine, but there are other miracle drugs, like Wellbutrin, for example, that we have all benefited from for a long time. And when a pharmaceutical company, you know, invests hundreds of millions of dollars into designing a medicine and creating a medicine, I don't know what incentivizes them to do that unless there's an intellectual property law.
I feel like you need to listen to last week's show. Was it last week that Peekless was here?
Yes.
Because I had a similar concern, right, about who would do the research for super lupus, right, in the absence of, you know, funded medicine.
Yeah, government-funded research.
Right. And Peekless' response was sufficient, right? So,
I don't remember what it was. It's
basically going to be subsidized by researching other things or using things off-label or off-brand or whatever.
Right, and a side function would be the charitable contributions
right.
towards that.
Right. So,
well, then,
fear not.
Well, look, if there's a market for a medicine for charitable contributions, then let it happen.
Well, then let it happen.
People aren't doing that, but look, people
because there's intellectual
do that
property
right
preventing
now if
it.
They want to do, and they don't.
Right, the laws prevent it from happening.
Well, that's fine. If you want to have a conversation about removing those sorts of laws, then that's fine. But
those are the intellectual property laws we're trying to remove.
Right.
Well, you can have a law that says people can donate to a company for them to research a medicine.
Yes.
But that's not going to happen for every single medicine on Earth. And there's also ideas that people don't even have right now that these scientists are smart enough to create themselves. And I don't know what incentivizes a company to create a medicine unless they're to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in R&D.
The first mover advantage and trade secrets.
I mean, they're still going to make money, though, even if there's no copyright and someone can kind of, you know,
well,
like copy
well,
their
much?
Formula. A lot. I mean, the pharmaceutical company. I mean, the pharmaceutical industry is huge, copyright or not.
But there's no guarantee. And what's the stop? I mean, and then you're talking about a bidding down war.
So I don't know this example to be true, but I'm going to use it anyway. Right. The formula for WD-40 is not patented.
Yeah.
Right. It's a trade secret.
That's fine.
Right. But the point is. They've held the formula close to the vest, right, for
decades.
Yeah,
I mean, I've never seen a knockoff.
Well, there might be knockoffs, but it's not WD-40.
I've never seen a WD-40 knockoff.
You've never seen other lubricants?
I have, but...
Okay, whatever. You know, spit on it. Like, okay. I don't know. You know, like...
Not that... Wrong story.
Wrong story.
All right, sorry, guys.
No, but point being is, if they had patented the formula... At some point, the patent.
Back to the sports section.
The patent would lapse, right, and then everyone would have access to the formula because now it's a public formula.
Yeah.
But so they didn't, right? They've the way they've maintained that intellectual property is just by not sharing it with anybody.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Here's the thing: all intellectual property is information. That's all it is. Now, right. What they've done is they've built a legal framework to prevent information from being shared and used by everyone.
Not just that. They've disallowed people from using physical property.
Hang on. Go ahead. Say that again, Richie.
I'm saying not only have they disallowed the information from being shared, they have disallowed people from using their own personal physical property in any manner they want because they can't use it in a manner that infringes the property. Right, so if I had the tools to make the drugs, right, and they're my tools and my drugs, I paid for everything.
Your ingredients, right,
whatever. Yeah, like I can't combine those ingredients in a way that resembles Moderna or whatever, right? But it's my stuff,
yep.
And I can do what I want with it because that's what freedom and liberty is, baby. And if I want to sell it, I'm selling my physical property.
Yeah, so that's where I have a problem with. I actually don't have a problem with you copying somebody's formula and using it yourself. Where I have a problem with is you taking their intellectual property and then reselling it on a market which you didn't invest the money in the R&D into. And to be honest, I'm not even sure if the companies that actually created these laws care if you yourself actually just go into your attic and synthesize their product either.
Because that's not
worth enough money to them to care. But I do think they care when you start slapping a label on their, and I'm going to use the Big Pharma example again because it's hundreds of millions of dollars of R&D we're talking here. And you just slap your own name on it and then put it on a shelf for other people to buy at a much cheaper price.
Yeah, why not?
That everyone's just going to buy.
That would be good for the economy.
I'm answering your question.
That would be good for the economy. That would be good for the economy because, right, then consumers get the product at a lower cost.
It wouldn't be good for the economy because if everyone just did that, then nobody would ever invest R&D into creating new products.
That's not true. And thank you for the call tonight, Turd. We're out of time, sadly. Feel free to call us again if you want to have more conversation. Thank you, Richie. Rich, thank you, Nikki. Thank you to all of our callers and, of course, you, our listeners, for joining us tonight on the Sunday night version of Free Talk Live. Find us over at freetalklive.com in the archives if you missed any part of tonight's show. Thanks and peace.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.